100 times leaner, the case for rethinking developer infrastructure. The highest scored developer tool story of the day, 274 points and 55 comments, was Rust Glancer, a new Rust language server claiming to use 100 times less RAM than Rust Analyzer, the current standard. The author is Alexey Kladov, known in the Rust community as MacKlad, who was one of Rust Analyzer's original architects. The provenance mattered. The Hacker News thread reflected genuine technical engagement rather than skepticism, with commenters drilling into specific architectural trade-offs rather than questioning credentials. Rust Glancer's core argument is that a language server does not need to maintain a complete semantic model of an entire codebase to provide useful feedback in most editing interactions. Rust Analyzer's comprehensiveness is what makes it powerful, but that completeness carries a memory cost that has become significant on large codebases and resource-constrained machines. Glancer bets that a lighter, faster, more selective approach can cover the majority of use cases that matter in daily editing. Dan Liu's essay "There's No Reason for Software to Be Slow Anymore" provided the philosophical backdrop, drawing 448 upvotes and 316 comments. Liu argues that hardware available to developers today is so fast relative to what most software demands that perceived slowness is almost always an architectural or incentive failure. The comment thread accumulated specific examples of sluggish software with obvious optimization paths alongside pushback from those who argue that correctness, maintainability, and developer velocity are legitimate competing priorities. A piece titled "OTel Isn't Going Well" added a cautionary note to the optimism. OpenTelemetry, the open standard for distributed tracing and observability in cloud infrastructure, has grown comprehensive enough to be genuinely complex, and the author documented a specific failure. A distributed tracing system that had itself become the kind of sprawling, hard-to-debug infrastructure that distributed tracing was supposed to make legible. The Hacker News community did not miss the irony. An essay arguing stop making TUIs sparked a 232-comment argument about who terminal user interfaces are actually for. Critics contended that TUIs carry significant implementation complexity while serving a narrow user base. Defenders responded that portability, running over SSH with no dependencies on headless servers in GUI unavailable environments, is precisely the point. The debate ultimately turned on which user and which environment the designer is assuming.